Have you heard of the Instagram account by Felipe? It calls out men who turn hostile when they're being rejected or ignored online. The account was started by Alexandra Tweeton, who's visiting us from California this week, and she joins us on RN Drive. Alexandra, welcome.
Hi.
So we're on live radio and there's certain words we can't say and we don't want to say, but can you give me one brief example of how a guy might end up on By Felipe?
So people send me screenshots of terrible messages that they've received online, and it's usually a man hitting on a woman, and then the woman says no thank you, or she doesn't respond, and then he calls her some expletive name or calls her fat or ugly.
Right. Okay. That's pretty simple. So just like it gets personal and vicious.
Yeah, and I post them to make fun of them because they can get really ridiculous and kind of funny.
You noticed this happening a lot in your personal experience, and then you heard you weren't the only one, of course. In fact, it's a pretty common experience for women online. That's why you started this account for other women to share their experiences, right? What was the idea behind it? What do you want to achieve?
Yeah. So when I first started it 4 years ago, I was in a Facebook group with a bunch of women, and we started talking about this thing that happens. It's sort of a phenomenon that we've all come to expect. It's sort of an everyday thing. And someone had posted an example, and I had an example of that had happened. And after that, there were so many women saying, I get crazy messages like that all the time. And so I started the Instagram account, and it kind of just blew up from there, everyone identifying with it, and got really popular.
It sure did. How does the public shaming help? Does it change anything? And I ask this because, and I think some people follow me on social media who listen to this radio show, not all, but some would. I do a bit of this. You know, if someone writes something really personal and vicious to me, or really racist or gendered, or, you know, the whole thing, I'll repost it. And some people say, you're feeding the trolls. And I say, no, I'm just like, Sharon, this is the stuff. I just think it's important that others see it, that I don't have to be the only one that sees it. Is that the sort of idea behind this?
Yeah. I mean, I think public shaming has a lot of, there's a lot of power behind it. And if someone does something that's egregious, they should have to face some sort of consequences. I don't do too much public shaming anymore since it's against Facebook's and Instagram's rules. So I'm not trying to get banned, but I definitely did a lot more of it when I first started the account.
So scrolling through the By Felipe posts, some posts are laughable, others are actually quite horrifying. How indicative is this of people's online dating experience? Are these just the bad apples?
I would say, you know, online dating isn't all bad. These are just examples of things that women, but it is common for things for women to see. I just post the ones that are funny or are especially terrible to make fun of them because it's something that women go through, and I just wanted to make them feel better about it and say, you're not the only one going through it.
I wonder, have any men actually reached out to you and apologized once they were called out?
Yes, actually. I've gotten letters from guys saying, I used to be one of those guys that did that. And then I saw your Instagram and I thought twice about the messages that I was sending.
And how should someone deal with this sort of behavior? I mean, we can laugh at it from a distance, but it can be quite frightening, right?
Yeah. Depending on the message, it can be very scary. Some women get stalked online and threatened, and it can be really terrifying. But I always tell women that it's so important to speak up about it and tell someone. Report it to whatever platform you're being harassed on. You know, depending on the severity, calling the police. But definitely just speaking up about it and not staying quiet.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Alexandra Tweeten is the founder of Bye Felipe, the viral Instagram account calling out men who insult or abuse women who reject them online.